Hello.
Hello there. My name is Frank, and I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a couple of questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not sending anything and will not ask you for a donation. Am I speaking with Edward?
Yeah.
Okay. Edward, do you have a couple of minutes to help us out doing a survey there?
Sure.
Okay, thank you so much. Let's start here, and we're going to do this in English. And you're Edward, right? And your last, what's your last name, sir? Maffel?
Maffel.
All right, thank you. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
One.
Okay. And what is your primary branch of the trade? And I have a list here. First one would be mechanic or finisher, mason helper or finisher, bricklayer, cement mason, marble, stone, tile, plastered.
Or bricklayer.
Bricklayer, okay. Next one here. On the last job that you worked on, were you one, improver, two, finisher or helper, three, apprentice, four, journey level mechanic, five,
apprentice.
Four, apprentice, okay. And yes or no, are you currently working at that trade?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Thank you for that. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is unable to find work when you wanted to work, or you for the past 12 months or of the craft any?
About 3 weeks.
3 weeks. Okay, 1 to 4 weeks. All right. Yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Okay. Yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
About the same.
About the same, okay. Same. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
About fewer.
About fewer, okay. Yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work of the union projects in your community?
No.
No? Okay.
They could always do more.
Yeah. Huh? And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
No.
Okay. No. Yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Okay. Thinking about the last job on which you worked on, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, through your state or local government, or privately?
State.
Okay. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same or more unemployment? Hello?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
Yes. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
Probably more unemployment.
Okay, more than now, okay? Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that there, in the next 2 to 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Get better.
Okay. Next one, sir. Which, switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Okay, I'm going to read you the list. Okay, so unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems. Okay, carelessness. All right. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
Okay. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. First one, political canvassing.
No.
Okay, picketing.
No.
And the last one, union organizing.
No.
Okay. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Never.
Okay. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources, from one you are the most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, news sources, and I'm gonna read them all out. I'll read them all, and then you put them in order somewhat. First one will be friends and neighbors, the radio, cable news, the internet or social media, print or online newspapers, and local TV news programming.
1 to 6, you said.
Yeah, how would you put those in order, the ones you get your news
from? Friends, family.
Okay.
Number one,
okay.
Social media.
Okay, social media second. Then we have cable news, the radio, print or online newspapers.
I would say online newspapers.
Okay.
Radio.
Okay.
And then the last one.
Okay, the last one. Okay. Give me a second here. All right. And which of the following issues matters most to you right now? Healthcare, support for labor unions, the environment, education, immigration, foreign policy, jobs and the economy, or something else?
I'd say jobs.
Okay, jobs. And the economy. Okay, moving on, sir. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
No.
Okay. And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is important? I'm sorry, would you say it is not important at all? Not so important, somewhat important, or very important?
It's somewhat important.
Okay, somewhat. Next one here. Generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections on the Davis-Bacon Act?
Not too sure.
All right, that's good. All right. Sorry.
How much longer?
I'm sorry?
How much longer is this?
We're at 60%.
Okay. Can you call back and do this?
Sure. That's fine. We can do that.
Okay, just call me back tomorrow.
Okay, thank you, sir. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
I don't think it's that.